Two Chairs No Waiting, episode number 338, Mayberry Meetup 2015. Two Chairs No Waiting is brought to you each week by the fine folks over at Weaver's Department Store. Drop by over at Weaver's. They've got some amazing new items, things you're going to really enjoy, especially the 2016 Andy Griffith Show wall calendar. Head and check that out. You also got some returning t-shirts that you may not have seen recently. Stuff like the Mayberry Union High Athletic Department property t-shirt. Great shirts. Lots of new t-shirts. Go over and click the new items at the top of the page and check it out. Two Chairs No Waiting is also brought to you by donations from listeners like you. Thank you for your support. Hello, everybody. I'm Alan Newsom, your host for Two Chairs No Waiting. It is awesome to be with you here in Mayberry this evening or today, whenever you're actually listening to this. And I have got a lot to report on. Weekend before last, we were in Mount Airy, North Carolina for the 2015 Mayberry Meetup. Now, some of you guys may not have ever been to that, but it is a great thing, a lot of fun. Now, let me just tell you a little bit about how it got started before I start telling you about it. Back in 2013, I was heading to Mount Airy, North Carolina for the weekend, about this time of the year, end of July, to go and be able to interview Betty Lynn, because I had arranged to interview her right here on the podcast, and you can listen to that interview if you go back and check in the archives that are there from 2013, the interviews I did with Betty. Anyway, I was able to arrange that, so I told people early, I said, hey, I'm going to be in Mount Airy that weekend. And if anybody's there, you know, if anybody's going to be there, let's go and meet up. We'll go out and eat. Because, you know, I'd heard from podcasters that, you know, that's a great way to try to connect with the audience. Well, of course, I have not only this podcast, but I also have the Who's Been Messing Up the Bulletin Board chapter, where I can go and, you know, meet with people that are also like you, Mayberry fans. And so I sent out an email to the Who's Been Messing Up the Bulletin Board chapter. And I talked about it here on the podcast that I was going to be in Mount Airy that weekend and ask if anybody would like to meet up there and we'll go out to dinner or something. Well, you know, I had assumed at the time there would probably be, I don't know, three or four people to get together and we'd go out and eat at a restaurant. Well, it turns out that very first meetup, there were 29 people, 29 Mayberry fans emailed me to say, hey, we're going to meet you there in Mount Airy. Yay, and that is great. I was excited that 29 people had agreed to meet up with me there in Mount Airy and go there and just have a good, fun weekend relaxing with one another and whatever. But, you know, when I first brought this up, like I said, I thought we'd have a few people there and we'd go out and eat or something. When I found out 29 people were coming, you know, I thought, oh, my goodness, you know, now I need to figure out something for all these folks to be able to do. You know, I felt some responsibility since it was my idea that I provide something for everybody to do. Well, I went out and bought a projector, you know, a projector to, you know, to shine things on a wall or whatever. I went out and bought a projector. I already had a laptop. I bought some things like that so that I thought, hey, we can get around the gazebo at the Mayberry Motor Inn. If you've never been to the Mayberry Motor Inn, a great place to go. Alma and the boys are wonderful folks. You'd love it there if you go to Mount Airy, and it's not Mayberry days because you'll never get in. But any other time of the year, try to stay at the Mayberry Motor Inn. Okay, it's because it's great. Anyway, so I thought we can sit around at the gazebo in the evenings and watch Andy Griffith Show episodes and visit. Wow, how could that be any better? So that's what we ended up doing, and that first weekend was so much fun, and we all had such a good time that in 2014, we decided to try it again. And that year, you know, we had, I don't even remember how many people, but more than 29, somewhere in the 40s, I believe, that showed up to do the meetup. And again, this time we went to Professor Brower's class. Well, this year, wow, I shouldn't skip ahead, but I want to tell you that on Friday night, we had 54 people. And on Saturday night, we had 52 people. Now, those are some of them were the same folks, and others had to come and go. So there were different people there each night. But let me just go through this story for you, because I got up there on Thursday night. I got up there early because I had a little bit of different a setup. And I thought, hey, I'll go up early. I knew that Otis, Kenneth Junkin, our Otis tribute artist, he was going to be there. And I thought maybe Briscoe Darling and his lovely wife, that's Bob and Pat Mundy, would be there as well. So I thought, hey, we'll go up Thursday night, get there early before everybody else shows up, and we'll just test out everything. So I got there and I set up the equipment that night when we were there. And we had about 12 people there on Thursday night. Wow, can you believe that? There's 12 people. And people that just were staying there at the Motor Inn, they came out and said, hey, what's going on out here? And we were inviting them out, and everybody sat around, and we watched about 3 episodes of the Andy Griffith Show, Under the Stars. It was great. So, but the festivities didn't really get started until the next day when we were over at the Mayberry Museum that morning to visit with Betty Lynn, because Betty was there being interviewed. And then, you know, that was great. She was there to get interviewed by the Associated Press and also sign an autograph. She got there at 12:30 Friday morning. Basically, other than that, on Friday morning, I was pretty lazy. But people were coming in to Mount Airy for the meetup that weekend to first go and see Betty Lynn on Friday afternoon, and then to meet up that afternoon for more fun. But let me tell you a little bit about what happened with Betty, because I went over to the Andy Griffith Museum, got there before 12:30, and the line was already backed up all the way outside the door of the museum. And I was only about 10 people from the door, so it wasn't very far from getting inside. Now, this is July, and it is warm in Mount Airy. It's in the 90s. It wasn't, we weren't baking, but it was warm. And the line was, oh, there was about a 3-hour wait in the line to get to see Betty, believe it or not. The line winds its way through the museum. So the good part is you pay to go to the museum, and then you stand in line waiting to get to see Betty Lynn, Thelma Lou. And the good part is, as I said, you get to wind through the museum. So you get to see all the amazing things. Now, you can't take pictures in the museum. You're not supposed to take pictures there. So there aren't any pictures I have that'll be posted online for this. But it was a great time, and they had interviewed Betty, the Associated Press, and because I was there, it just so happened they knew the folks there at the museum knew I was there, and when the Associated Press said, hey, we'd like to interview some fans, they looked at me and said, that guy right there is who you need to talk to. So it was fun. I got to talk to the young lady who was the Associated Press reporter. And so I got to give some insight about just all the different things happening there in Mount Airy and why I enjoyed coming there and getting to meet Betty Lynn and how great it was. And it was a lot of fun. I got to do that and got to see Betty. And basically, Betty signed autographs from about 12:30 until somewhere after 4:45. So they got out about 5 o'clock. She signed for, you know, 3-4 hours. And had a line steady the entire time. Now, the good part, as I said, you wait in line a long time, but Betty will spend a lot of time with you. Anyway, that was the way we kicked off the weekend. Right there, you get to see Thelma Lou herself at the Andy Griffith Museum. Wow, great. So then we headed off to Dobson and went out to eat at the Depot. Great place to meet up with a lot of friends. There were probably 30 of us that went to that, maybe more. I didn't count while we were there. But it was a huge crowd there. Then finally, we headed back over to the Mayberry Motor Inn, to the gazebo there. And wow, did we start to have some fun. We got everything set up, and folks sat around outside the gazebo for just to get ready to watch episodes. Now, you know, it's daylight, so we couldn't actually start doing much in the way of showing episodes, because my projector, while it's good in the dark, it does not work during the daytime. Now, that may remind you of some of you guys when you were younger, or maybe even now when you go to a drive-in movie theater and you have to get there early to get a good seat. And then you sit around and wait on it to get dark. Well, we had to wait till about 8:45. That was some of my testing on Thursday night. Let me know that the videos or the episodes would not show up on the screen until about 8:45 because it was too bright. So what did we do? We all gathered together, and basically I acted as the host, and I went around and interviewed everybody that was there. So I went to every person and got them to tell who they were, where they were from, and just why they came to Mayberry or some memory they might have had of Mayberry events or some cast member or something like that. So we went around the entire gazebo and were able to visit with everybody there because it was still daylight and we had plenty of time to do that. Everybody, we brought stuff to drink, so everybody had Cokes or Mountain Dew. We had all kinds of different colas and tea and things like that to drink. And what I had set up was there's a thing you can buy to hold up. If you're a photographer, you can get these backdrops that go behind people, and you can use those with a sheet. Basically, I set up a sheet like that to show the movies on. And as I went around, and I was interviewing everybody. I had that set up there, but we was waiting out to get dark. Some of the people there was Henry Bennett, Rick Grimsley. He was there. So everybody had to grab their ear and, reach over the right hand to your left ear and do the incant to make sure we warded off all the bad omens. But folks, it was a great time of everybody just visiting and having a good time. Now, one of the real special things was, as I went around this place, I didn't know everybody. So I was talking to them and I got to these four people and I got to them and I cannot remember their name. I hate that. But I said, who are you? And they said, oh, I'm so-and-so. We're staying here at the hotel. And we are here because we saw last night what you guys were setting up to do and heard about this. And so we stayed an extra night here in Mayberry just to be able to be a part of this. And I was like, wow, that is a great. So, folks, if you don't think people enjoy the Andy Griffith Show in Mayberry, there are people all over that love that. It was just amazing. We even had a little boy, it looked like Opie, that was there. He was a great young man, and he was from South Carolina. He was telling us all kinds of stories and would be a great Opie if we could get him to actually participate in our events. Now, one of the big things that happened Friday night, which really touched me, was Goober Fife, who's in our chat room. He had arranged a gift for me that he presented that night from one of our other participants in our chat room, another listener here to the podcast, Rich. He's a rascal in the chat room, to present to me a piece of artwork that he had done. Now, Rascal he works for a major card company. I won't say who it is because I didn't get permission to tell that. But he actually drew a caricature. Well, it's more like a kind of little portrait, but it's a cartoon type portrait of Floyd the Barber for me. And Dick had it framed and everything. Rich signed it. It's just wow. That meant a lot to me. It was a pretty amazing thing that Rascal had done it, and that Goober Fife, Dick, that's the other name you heard me calling him. That he actually thought about having this done. I mean, it was very touching, and I want to thank him. Folks, Mayberry people are just some of the nicest people in the world, but they presented that to me, and they also, not to leave my wonderful wife out, they also presented her with a gift certificate of as well. So, I mean, wow, Mayberry people, aren't they just amazing? So we continued on around the room and talked to people. There were folks there from all over: South Carolina, Indiana, Ohio, North Carolina, South Carolina, I think I may have said, Tennessee. They were from everywhere. So it finally got dark enough, and we started watching episodes of the Andy Griffith Show right there on that big sheet that was hanging across a pole. Basically, we had the sound set up. We're right there. The Mayberry Motor Inn is a beautiful setting for this. They've got a wonderful gazebo, like an old bandstand. There were no spiders under it, we checked. And Gomer made sure everything was in good shape before we did anything else. But it was a wonderful evening. Now, that's only Friday. You know, that's Friday. So then Saturday, we got up early and headed over to Mount Airy itself. And we'd done that some on Friday as well, obviously. But we went over and we ate and we checked out the Earl Theater, where they were going to be showing that day or that weekend, really. They're showing Murder in Cowee County. Oh, I said it right. Cowee County. It was a movie that Andy Griffith was in. And on Sunday, this is only Saturday I'm talking about, but on Sunday they were going to have the producer and the director were there. So we were just all over the town of Mount Airy. We got to go and eat lunch with Floyd Russell. Russell Hyatt, who runs Floyd's City Barbershop. My wife and I ate lunch with him and visited with him. And we had a chance to go down to the barbershop and actually see him in there. And Kyle and his dad, Bobby's his dad, they were there for the meetup, and his mom was there with them too. We headed down, and Russell took pictures with them, and I got in the picture, got some pictures made as well. So it's always great to see Russell Hyatt over at Floyd's Barbershop as he, you know, as he's just getting things there. So we basically spent a lazy day on Saturday and got back together Saturday night, had all kinds of decorations set up because one of our members of our chat room, Colin, is he graduated this year. So we got back together at the Mayberry Motor Inn's gazebo Saturday night. We had a huge card that Big Maud in our chat room that she had made for us, and everybody signed. So Big Maud was there getting everybody to sign the pictures. And Colin came up. He was the man of the hour because we had a graduation celebration for Colin. We had food. We went out and bought Subway sandwiches. So we had all kinds of different subs sandwiches that so anybody could pick the kind they wanted. And we had stickers that Goober Fife had made that were talking about Colin is the man. And folks, we ate, we visited, we presented Colin with a cake that said, Colin Watkins graduates in 2015. It looked like a Mayberry Gazette being on the top of it, the newspaper. And it was a great, great time. Again, folks, this is not just about getting together and watching the Andy Griffith Show. This is about folks getting together, visiting with one another, and just sharing that relationship that the Andy Griffith Show is all about. We care about each other, folks reaching out to one another. They even had a Coca-Cola. You know, you can get those Cokes right now. Coca-Cola comes in a bottle, and it has a share a Coke with, and it's got a name. They actually had found one that said share a Coke with Colin, so they gave it to him for his graduation present. A great idea. Colin loved it. He got gifts. He got a gift certificate from some people. He got that Coke. He got a bag of some other gifts. And he got his huge card that had been signed by everybody. It had pictures of him all over it. Folks, it was a great time for Colin. And then, I don't think I've even gotten to this part yet, they had another great piece of artwork that was put together by our friend Rascal in the chat room that was of Colin and his dog Iber. And hopefully I'm looking through my pictures here. Hopefully I have a good picture of it. But it is a absolutely beautiful piece of artwork. It's got Colin dressed up. He looks like Barney Fife talking on the phone to Sarah. He was ecstatic about getting that. He thought that was absolutely great. So, we just had a great time doing that. And then there's another person in our chat room. Her name's Sarah, and Sarah was there as well. So we only thought it would be fair if we went to Sarah and crowned her as Miss Mayberry, because Sarah is one of the biggest fans of this podcast there's ever been. And she likes Floyd, which is, you know, me. I like, you know, so of course I like her because she likes me. You know, she likes you, so you like her back. That's kind of what Andy told Bobby Fleet. So that's exactly what I do. And so we crowned her as Miss Mayberry. Goober Fife great man that he is, thought of doing this, and he is. It's just awesome that he thought of this. He had a scepter for her. He had a crown and even a cape made. And so we presented that to her and put it around her shoulders. And then I sang, hail to thee, Miss Mayberry. Ah, hail to thee. Ah, hail. I sang that to her because who else other than her or Irma Bishop could be Miss Mayberry? Nobody. So Sarah, congratulations on becoming Miss Mayberry. And I hope you enjoy your reign. Now you can't be Miss Mayberry every year, just so you know. You have to give up the crown at some point. But folks, those were some of the things that we did before we even watched any episodes. Then we spent some time with all the tribute artists and folks telling some stories about themselves. Kyle's dad, Bobby, got up and talked about just how much all the Mayberry fans and tribute artists and stuff had meant to him and his family over the years, and how much it had meant to Kyle. Folks, you just can't imagine some of the wonderful, wonderful stories that were told. And I want to encourage you, if you get a chance to come to the Mayberry meetup next year, because I plan to try to do another one, I want to ask you to make some plans to be there and join us on Friday and Saturday, because this year was longer than normal. So we went on into Sunday. So let me run through that real quick for you. On Sunday, we watched about four episodes on Saturday night, by the way. Then on Sunday, we headed, you know, we had the Mayberry Bible study that morning at 10 o'clock. Then we headed over to Mayberry on Main. Great Mayberry store. So if you're there, I know I always tell you to shop at Weaver's Department Store online, but if you're in Mount Airy, head over to Mayberry on Main. They don't have an online store, so there's no competition here, you know, between Weaver's and them. But head over there. And we went over there on Sunday again. We'd been there every day, I believe, that weekend. But we got to meet the producer and director of Murder in Cowee County. And they were there signing autographs. Then we went to the Earl Theater, and they did, the producer and the director, they did about an hour of meeting with everybody and telling us stories about actually creating that movie and what it meant. Now, I didn't tell you, the director's name was Gary Nelson, and the producer was Dick Atkins. And they were super nice folks. They talked to us, both Gary, the director, and Dick. They were super nice guys. And they told stories about making the movie, with working with Andy Griffith, and Johnny Cash is in that movie. And actually, Andy Griffith's wife, Cindy, they weren't married at the time, but they were married not long after. They were both in this movie together. And so we were able to meet them over at the Earl Theater, and it was a really fun event. We had popcorn and everything. And Ken, who works over at the Earl, he was even dressed up in a tuxedo. I mean, it was great. So we had a great time. We got together with Otis and Howard and Jim Clark, the presiding goober of the Andy Griffith Show Rio Nutters Club, even came by with his lovely wife, Mary. And so we had a great time. Some of the folks from the Mayberry chapter in Knoxville were there. And then finally on that Sunday night, the last meetup here, we got together and showed about three more episodes of the Andy Griffith Show, one of them being Convicts at Large. And we just spent a little bit more time in Mayberry there at the Mayberry Motor Inn, visiting with one another. So that's kind of a rundown. Now, if you weren't there, that's what you missed out on. If you were there, I hope that brings back some memories of some of the fun we had. It was a great time. We've got some people that had written in, and we'll try to cover some of that next week. And even Sarah, Miss Mayberry, she called me, left a voicemail. And so we'll try to cover some of that next week. But we have, you know, I've talked 25 minutes on this. So folks, I would love to hear from you. So if you give me a call at 888-684-8415, if you were at the Mayberry meetup, tell us your story. I'd love to hear from you. You can give me a call. You can also email me at floyd@imayberry.com, or you can drop by twochairsnowaiting.com and leave a comment I would absolutely love to hear from you. It's always great for me to hear from you. That's one of the reasons I do these meetups, so I get to hear from you. I get to see you in person and put a face to some of the names I hear about on the internet. So, folks, thanks again for coming. If you didn't get to make it to the Mayberry meetup, we missed you. But hopefully you enjoyed this rundown. And until next time, folks, we'll see you right here in Mayberry.